Let us pray. Father, I want to thank you for this moment and for each person present. I pray for your Spirit to speak through me to us so that we can hear and see Jesus and be blessed. So use me in spite of my shortcomings and failings, Lord, to be a blessing. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Well, I invite you to take your Bibles, if you would, and turn with me to Luke, the 17th chapter. And remember, the title of the sermon, Thanks is Not Necessary, It's Everything. Luke 17, and here's a familiar story that fits very perfectly with this idea, in everything give thanks. It's called the Ten Lepers in my Bible, Luke 17, and we'll start with verse 11. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And then as he entered the certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers standing afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And so when he saw them, he said to them, Go, show yourself to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed of leprosy. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he returned with a loud voice, glorifying God, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And now the shocking truth, friends. So Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not found any who would return to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he looked at this cleansed leper and said, Arise, go your way. Faith has made you whole. Friends, we must look at the setting of this story to get the full impact. First of all, Jesus was on his way through Samaria and Galilee when he came to a village, and it's an unnamed village. We don't know where approximately this happened, but standing far off were 10 lepers. And it's very interesting when it says standing far off. That means they were respectful of the ritualistic laws that dictate that lepers have to stay at a distance and they're not allowed in the villages. Also notice they yelled to Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And of course, Jesus, ever present help in trouble, tells them, go to the priests and show yourself. And the Bible says that on their way, they were healed. But friends, the shocking news, only one of them came back to thank Jesus. And of course, that one was a foreigner. It said he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And I want you to know that that Greek word, thanks, is eucharistao. And that's where we get our word Eucharist from, meaning the bread, because Jesus said in Matthew, he broke bread, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, take, eat. One came back. But the other nine didn't. And Jesus, of course, noted that to us so that we could see. Thankfulness is a problem with a lot of us, maybe all of us. And it certainly was in this story. Why did only one leper return to thank Jesus? Well, I'm going to give you 10 reasons why here. 9 reasons, actually. And see what you think of this. First of all, one waited to see if the cure was real, so he didn't come back. One waited to see if it would last, so he didn't come back. One said he would see Jesus later, and of course he never got around to it. One decided that he never had leprosy after all. And one said he had gotten well anyway. And one gave the glory to the priests. And one said, oh well, Jesus didn't really do anything. And one said, any rabbi could have done this. And the last one said, I was already much improved. You know, when I read through this list, and by the way, it's speculative. We have no evidence of this at all. But for sure we see these are the kind of excuses that we use in our lives that cause us to hesitate to be thankful and to thank God. And it's amazing that 9 of them kept going, and whatever the reason or logic was, they never did thank Jesus except the one. Notice what the book Desire of Ages says about this incident, for it's very important. You might say, well, what, is Jesus striving for attention? Listen what it says. Our confession of His faithfulness is heaven's chosen agency for revealing Christ to the world. We are to acknowledge His grace as made known through the holy men of old. But that which will be most effectual is the testimony of our own experience. It is for our own benefit to keep every gift of God fresh in our memories. Thus, faith is strengthened to claim and receive more and more. There is greater encouragement for us in the least blessing we ourselves receive from God than in all the accounts we can read of the faith and experience of others. Well, friends, perhaps you know where I'm going as we look at thanks is not necessary. It is everything. For this is the Thanksgiving season. And Thanksgiving is the time in which we pause to give thanks. And I wonder, who do we give thanks to and why do we give thanks? Well, let's see what the Bible says about thanks. Is thanksgiving in the Bible? The concept of thanks comes up 102 times in the Old Testament. And this word, thanksgiving, is used 72 times of those times. And here's the definition of that Hebrew word, yadal. Yadal means acknowledging what is right about God in praise and thanksgiving. 102 times thanksgiving is thanks is referred to in the Old Testament. 72 times it's the word yadal. Friends, we are to acknowledge what is right about God in praise and thanksgiving, not just to Him in prayer, which is sufficient, but also to one another and in public, because we just read, imagine the testimony that would have gone forth in 10 different locations if all 10 had come back and given praise and thanksgiving to Jesus. But instead, only one. And wherever that one Samaritan went, you can bet that he gave thanks to God and he talked about Jesus and what he did for him and how he healed him by just a word. But 9 of them, no testimony at all. Not only that, my friends, we are clearly told that when we share our testimonies and give our praises in public to God and thanksgiving to Him for what He's done, it opens the door for future gifts from God to us. You know that idea when you give to someone out of your heart that you are more blessed than they who received what they needed from you. And 9 of them disappeared. And the people under their influence or family members or community never heard what Jesus did. Well, in the New Testament, this concept of thanks is repeated 71 times. And of course, I already told you that the Greek word is Eucharisteo, and that, as I said, is where we get this word Eucharist. Thankful comes up 71 times in the New Testament, and most of those incidences are these words or related to this word. And this word is defined as to show oneself grateful, to be thankful, to give thanks. It is used in a religious sense. And liturgical friends will recognize the word Eucharist in this definition, and this term comes from Jesus giving thanks before eating at the Last Supper with His disciples. And you remember He said in 1 Corinthians 11:24, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And so thanks is everything, my friends. And the more we thank, the more happy and joyful we are, because we're reminding ourselves of God and His mercy and gratefulness. Thanksgiving is a big deal in the Bible. The fact it's one of the few things that we're told is God's will for us. Well, in our scripture reading today, we saw that. In fact, notice how Paul agrees with this statement. In 1 Thessalonians 1:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And notice it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And when we give that thanks, it affects us. It extols and uplifts and praises God, and people around us who hear it are moved and touched. Well, notice what Ephesians 5, verse 20 say. Let's go to Ephesians 5, 20 in our Bibles. And here's another place where Paul parrots almost those same words as in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 20. My Bible says this. You know what? I think I'm going to start with 19 because I really like that verse too. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. And friends, notice, when I gave the scripture reading, I sang it. And it's not because I have a good voice. It is because the Bible says that we are to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our heart to the Lord. And verse 20, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so here again, notice the qualification in 1 Thessalonians. It is, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. And notice that in Ephesians, giving thanks always in all things. Yes, in everything give thanks. Yes, giving thanks always in all things. And God is waiting to hear from us. Jesus is waiting to hear from us. You remember what He said to the rebuked woman who was at His feet, washing them with an expensive perfume and wiping His feet with His hair, and the disciples around complaining about the waste. And He says, leave her alone. What she did is a good thing. Oh, friends, we've got to be more free in our thanks to God. And in this time of year in Thanksgiving, I hope you sit down for the meal with whatever family you can muster in light of the COVID situation. And that you can all think of something to praise God for. For He is the one that deserves the thanks and the praise. By the way, there's one more text I want to look at. It's in Hebrews 13:15. Turn to Hebrews 13:15. And remember, Paul agreed with that statement. Verse 15. It says this. Therefore, by Him, and it's capitalized, that's by Jesus, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. And so notice the qualification again. It clearly says that let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God. And then it defines that statement, giving thanks to His name. And so, friends, you know, I don't know about you, but for me, Thanksgiving is probably the most special holiday of the year for me. Why? It's the purest holiday of the year for me. The one least tainted by humanity. And it brings up the word thanks. And that word conjures up the idea of being appreciative. To actually search and think, what am I thankful for? What do I have to be thankful for? And so I love it when we get together at our table, no matter how many there will be this time, in times past, whoever's there, we all take a turn before we eat and after we pray. Why are you thankful to God? What a powerful time it is. Oh, friends, I want you to know that in 1 Corinthians 11:24, which I already quoted, when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. And remember, when he instituted that in the upper room, he was proceeding to the Garden of Gethsemane and to the cross of Calvary, knowing that that bread that was broken and handed out represented what was going to happen to him. And what did he say? It says, "And when he had given thanks." See? In everything, give thanks. Even Jesus gave thanks on the eve of his crucifixion. And here's another text that you're well familiar with. This is Romans 8:28. Notice what it says. "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose." You say to me, wait a minute, there's no word thanks in there. But I want you to notice that Jesus, through Paul, teaches that in everything give thanks. Why? Because even bad things, according to Romans 8:28, will be turned together for good, work together for good to those who love God. And let me say, it would be appropriate that it implies those who thank God. In fact, James highlights this. James was the oldest stepbrother of Jesus, who became the leader of the church in Jerusalem. And he said in James 1:2, and I'm sure that this has caught you by surprise, or every time you read it, you scratch your head, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." When you fall into all kinds of trials, count it all joy. Why? These are opportunities to grab on to God, to cling on to Jesus and hold on as tight as Jacob did to Jesus when they wrestled all night long. "I will not let you go until you bless me." Oh, friends, we are to persist in all things to give thanks, for nothing is out of the will of God unless we have left the will of God and put ourselves in a situation God never intended for us to be in. And so let's give him thanks. In fact, I learned something in preparation for this that really astounded me. And maybe some of you already know this. I don't know, but we're going to look at the roots of Thanksgiving. And of course, right away comes Plymouth in your mind, the Pilgrims, the Native Americans. But there's something I didn't know. In 1621, the Plymouth colonists and the Wampanoag Native Americans shared an autumn festival feast that is acknowledged today as one of the first Thanksgiving celebrations in the colonies. For more than two centuries, days of Thanksgiving were celebrated by individual colonists and states. And by the way, it wasn't until 1863, in the midst of the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed it a national holiday in every November. But in September of 1620, a small ship called the Mayflower left Plymouth, England, and landed in America 66 days later. And throughout the first brutal winter, oh, and by the way, that was 102 people, 66 days upon ship. And through the first brutal winter, most of the colonists remained on board of the ship, where they suffered from exposure, scurvy, an outbreak of contagious diseases, and only half of the Mayflower's original passengers and crew lived through that experience. Half. And yet, of course, the colonists connected with some Indians, taught them how to plant corn. They planted corn during the summer, and they had a wonderful harvest, and because of that, they celebrated. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. Half of them died during that winter before they had that celebration the following year. And it makes you wonder, what did they have to be thankful for? I mean, that means that fathers, mothers, children died during the winter. But they came off that ship in the spring, and they began to plant corn and to settle there in the colonies. And by November, they celebrated the corn harvest that they had in spite of the hardships they faced. And I wasn't aware at those hardships. I mean, we see these pictures, right? These pictures that show the Native Americans and the colonists, you know, sitting at a table. And it was pointed out, by the way, in history, there were no pies and cakes and cupcakes, etc. But they celebrated and gave thanks to God for their harvest in spite of the ache and the loss they had gone through earlier that very year. And so, friends, the Bible tells me, the Bible tells you, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. It benefits us, not just Jesus, but us and those around us. So at this Thanksgiving time, let's change any concepts in our head that we may possess that blots out the real reason to be thankful is for what Jesus has done, is doing, and will do for us because He loves us. Oh, Father in heaven, I want to thank You for being such a merciful, loving, gracious God that suffered to a level I will never be asked to suffer, so that I could be in heaven. And in turn, You ask me simply to give You praise, and that turns out to be for my benefit. And in so doing, Lord, it opens the door for more blessings to be received from You because of my gratitude. Oh, Lord, let it be with all. Let everyone here be determined, Lord, to praise You and thank You at every possible opportunity, and to share our blessings with others so they too will be urged to try You, as You say, taste and see if I am good. Try me in this. Oh Lord, help us all now to be more faithful to You. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, God bless you, and may you have as wonderful a Thanksgiving as possible under these conditions. God bless you.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. Free listening of this message and over 7,000 other presentations by more than 100 speakers on 50 different topics is now available on our American Christian Ministries mobile app for Android and Apple devices, and on our secure website. You may also order presentations online at AmericanChristianMinistries.org or call 800-233-4450. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help to prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.